As I said, we are beginning Daf Ashur on Daf Lamed Omid Aleph. At the bottom of the Omid, there's about 8 lines up. First word in the line is Paraduma. We're continuing the Cheshbon of what you do during Adar. So B'Shleisha, on the third Shabbos of the month, you do Paraduma. Tana Rabbanan. This is Shabbos, this is Sunday morning, Parshas Vayishlach, Tovshin Pei Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Eizohi Shabbos Shlishis, what is the third Shabbos of the month? Kosher Smucha L'Purim, anything that's next to Purim. Me'acharel, meaning anything after Purim is Paraduma. Itmar, that's a Braisa. Itmar, now we have it on Moira. Rav Chamba, Rav Chanina, Omar, Shabbos HaSmucha L'Rosh Chodesh. It's a Shabbos which is closest to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'loi pligi, there's no machloikis. Hodik l'Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, hodik l'b'emsa Shabbos, when it falls in the middle of Shabbos, when it falls in the middle of Shabbos, so then it's the Shabbos after Purim. When it falls, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, then it's the Shabbos asmuchal Rosh Chodesh Nisan. B'revius, what about the fourth Shabbos of the month? Achodesh zelachem, Tana Rabbanan. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchol Yos B'Shabbos. Kerin Kisisa. We read Kisisa. We had this Brisa brought down. Various parts of the Brisa was brought down already in earlier Gemaras in the Perek. Tana Rabbanan Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchol Yos B'Shabbos. Kerin Kisisa Umaftirin B'Yoyod. Ve'ezu Hi Shabbos Rishayna. And what is the Shabbos Rishayna? Kol Shachol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias B'Saych. Rosh Chodesh Adar is inside that upcoming week. If you have feel the Erev Shabbos, which is the Machloikis, even Erev Shabbos. Bishniya Zachar, Umaftir and Pekarati, Vezuhi Shabbos, Shniya, Kol Shechol Purim, Yos Pesaycha. If you have feel the Erev Shabbos. Bishlishis, the third Shabbos, Parah Aduma, Umaftir and Vizarakti Aleichem, Vezuhi Shabbos, Shlishis, Kol Shesmucha, Lepurim, Yacharel. Berevius, the fourth Shabbos, Hachoydish Hazeh, Umaftir and Koyamar, Shalokim. Berisha and Biachon Lechoydish. Turning over the Amid, V'yezo hi Shabbos Revius. So what is a Shabbos Revius? Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Nissan Lias B'Saycha. V'yafilu v'erev Shabbos. And even on Erev Shabbos. Now, Rabbi said, it's a very long Rashi here. This Rashi discusses how things work out in the calendar throughout the year. The calendar is an incredible concept. I'm not talking about now necessarily the calendar of working out the lunar year with the solar year. I'm just talking about the calendar, working out the dates, what days Pesach can fall, etc. And of course, these are all not nogea bismanenu, because we have the set calendar. And what is nogea is, of course, we do have what's called the Dalet Parshios, and the Dalet Parshios, depending upon when they fall out, as we mentioned last week, sometimes you can have a Shabbos with 3 Sifrei Torah, etc., etc., it's just a fascinating cheshbon, but we're not going to go through the Rashi right now. It would take us the most of the shir to get through the entire cheshbon, but if anybody ever wants to do it, it's a mardika cheshbon in this Rashi. Okay, now, on the second line from the top, the Gemara says, Bechamishis, on the fifth Shabbos, Choshbon l'kesidron. This is the Lashon of the Mishnah. We go back. What do we go back to? L'seder mai. Rabbi Yomar l'seder parshiyos hu chesed. You go back to the Seder of the Parshios, which would indicate, which is something that we do not do, would indicate that on the Dalet Parshios, you do not read the Parshios HaShavua. Which Parshios HaKodesh? Say that again, please. Parshios HaKodesh. Right. Now, on the four Shabbosos, you do not read the Parsha of the Shua. And therefore, the fifth Shabbos, you go back and you start reading the Parsha Sashavua. Rabbi Yirmiyah says no. We want to say the Haftiris Uchayz. For the four Shabbosos, the Dalet Parshios, the Haftiris are changed. Amar Abaye, Kavosei de Rabami Mistavra. Abaye says, Kavosei de Rabami Mistavra, which of course is a Pella, which we'll explain in a moment why. The Tanan, the Kol Mafsikin, the Rosh Chodeshim, the Chanukah, or the Purim. We're mafsik for everything. For Rosh Chodesh, for Chanukah, and for Purim. L'taniyos ulamamadois. L'yom HaKippurim. And for Yom HaKippurim. Bish loyim ulamad yom ulasei the parashi usuchoyzeh that you skipped the parashi ashash shvua. Hanrika parashi b'chol. That's why we know that. What are you talking about Chanukah and Purim? What does Chanukah and Purim have to do with anything? It means the parsha of the week. We don't read during Chanukah and Purim, as we all know. L'man d'yom l'seir haftayra su'chayzer haftayra b'choyol mi'ikah. There's no haftayra in Chanukah, and there's no haftayra in Purim. V'idach, ha'kid'isa. It means each one in its own distinct way. When we change the parsha Shavua, then we go back to Parsha Shavua. When we change the Haftorah, we go back to the Haftorah. Once again, I'm reminding everybody about the ongoing problem that we had. We spoke about it at the end of Shir last week, or Rabbi Garfinkel, that Rabbi and Rabbi are Maroyim, and it seems like there was no set pattern yet in Klal Yisrael. What you did in the Dalai Parshas, did you lane the Parsha Shavua, or did you not lane the Parsha Shavua? Absolute pellet. Zakhti Gemara. And the second line, ubetaniyos. And when it comes to taniyos, Gemara wants to ask the following question. Such an interesting question. Why do we need an interruption b'chlal when it comes to taniyos? Likri mitzafra. In the morning, lane the parsha shavua, binyana diayma, or mincha b'tanisa. And in the afternoon, lane the tainis. Misayei alei l'Rav Huna. This is a raya to Rav Huna. It's unbelievable. Why? The Rav Huna mitzafra kinufya. Rav Huna said, in the morning, kinufya, in the morning of the fast days, we have a I don't know what you want to call it, a town meeting, spelled the gazach, kinufya. We have a town meeting. Rashi says, on the wide lines, four lines above, it says masnisen. Rashi says towards the end of the line, "Mitzafik enufi ma'asim b'nei adam u'baitkin u'masirim yesh b'yadam aveira v'yichdalu k'dishes kabbal atainus." In Panay b'shachrus l'kris v'toyra, we have a town meeting, and we go through. It's almost like a vad, and we have to see if people are doing things correctly or incorrectly to find out why we're having tzaras. Pelad de gazach, mamish a pelad de gazach. A whole town meeting to discuss what's going on. Because we want the aside of a tainus is that there should be tshuva. Okay, of course, bismanenu, we all know that on a tainus in the morning and a tainus in the afternoon, we lane the same laning. And in fact, when a tainus falls on a Monday and Thursday, we do not lane Parshas Hashavua. Okay.
We do a class here in the afternoon.
Right. Okay, so Gemara, the Rav Huna mitzafra kinufya, hechi avdina, I'm Rabbi mitzafra l'palge di yuma mainina b'mili d'masa. Mipalge di yuma l'panya, river di yuma, putting in the bach for a moment, karina b'sifra u'maftire v'river di yuma, boy rachami, shenemar, v'yikru b'sefer, toires Hashem elokeyem, revias yoim, revias hayoim, misvadin mishtachavim. So Gemara says that on a tainus, they would go through what's going on in the town. So from the morning until the middle of the day, they would check out what's going on in the town. From the middle of the day until the middle of the afternoon, a quarter of the day, that's when they would read the Torah and the Haftarah. And the last quarter of the day, they would daven. And this is all brought down from a pasuk in Nehemiah. But Yikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim, Revias Hayoim. Revias Hayoim, or without the word Hayoim, Revias Mizvadin Mishtacha. V'yepach Ano, why don't we reverse it?
Rebbe Kosh, is this a regular Tanis or is this Tanis for Reis?
Well, that's a very good question, Rebbe Kalin. It's a very good question. The Pashto says it's even on a regular Tanis. But, you see, we forget that a tainus is a time for introspection and a time to do tshuva. We do say slichos of other, and Klal Yisrael is, you know, we're very good, we fast, and we lane, but sometimes, you know, we miss the ikar point. We miss the ikar point. So let's reverse it. Zakti Gemara lo sol kadaitoch d'chsiv v'eilai yeasfu kol chored b'divrei elokei Yisrael amal ha'goyel v'an yoshe b'shoimim ad l'minchas ha'erev, which is the pasuk in Ezra. Ezra was very upset because Klal Yisrael, it's so hard to understand, were intermarried. Eliyosfu, and around, Eliyosfu, everybody should gather around. And here is where somebody once explained to me where the term charedi comes from. Kol chared b'divrei elokei Yisrael. Chared. Ay, ay, ay. And they should get together for this. And it says, Eliyosfu chared b'divrei Yisrael, amal agol, and yoshe mishayimim ala minchas ha'erev. And it says, u'minchas ha'erev kamti mitanisi. So therefore you see from here that you can't switch around the order, but you do actually what the Gemara says to do. But once again, we don't do this. We don't have these meetings. We don't do this type of tshuva. And we lane in the morning and we lane in the afternoon. Okay, now, the Mishnah now is going to discuss really the Jewish calendar for the whole year as far as laning is concerned. So the Eilik Mishnah on the bottom of Daf, on Pesach we lay in Parshas Amoidos. The Gemara will talk about all this. Shel Teras Koyanim, Parshas Amoidos in Teras Koyanim, which is found, of course, in Parshas Emor. That's on Pesach. Batzeres. On Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos. On Shavuos we lay in from the Shiva Shavuos, which is the which is the psukim in Devarim. Very interesting about what happens here. We'll see again in the Gemara, because the Mishnah only talking about one day of Yontif. Shara b'chaydish ha'shvi. Shara b'leim b'chaydish ha'shvi b'yachad ha'chaydish. Yom Kippur ma'achrei mois. Yontif Rishon shel Chag, which is now Sukkis, Karim b'parshas ha'moyedos. Parshas moyedos back in Emor, Shabbatoris Koyanim, which is in Vayikra. And the rest of the Yontif, we lane the Korbanos, which of course, the Korbanos means, just one second, the Korbanos means in Pinchas at the end of Bamidbar. Don't ask questions yet from what we lane, because we have to wait until we see the Gemara, until we see the Mishnah with the Gemara. Hachag b'chanukah, we lane the Nesiyim. B'Purim we lain v'yavo Amalek, b'Rashi Chadoshim, we lain v'Rashi Chadcheichem, b'Mamadois, which is what Colin was asking about before, those Taneisim, b'Maisa Bereshis, b'Taniyois, regular Taniyois, brachos and klolois, which is mentioned in Vayikra, in the Teichecha. We are now starting a new blot in Shas, Rabbi Yisai, next to the last blot of the Masechta. We lain brachos and klolois. I want to come back to Rashi in one second. Aim of seeking the clothes. When you lay in the clothes, you don't make her suffers. You don't make any breaks. You don't make any breaks in the clothes. You read them straight with only one ola. El echad kore is cool, only one lanes. B'sheni, b'chamishi, Monday and Thursdays, b'shabbos, b'mincha, and shabbos, b'mincha, kore, and kisidron, we lay in the parsha shavua. V'yein oylem lehem en achejman. And as we all know, whatever we lay in on Monday and Thursday, Shabbos morning, we start again. Every yontif we lane about the yontif, and we'll see what that means also later on in the Gemara. Please take a look at the top Rashi in the Amid. Brachos uklolois means the imbechu kaisai. Lodia shall iske ached bo peronius. We don't like to deal with this so much anymore nowadays. Chatoim come about because Klal Yisrael sin. Excuse me, peronius come about because Klal Yisrael sins. Yichashu b'tshuva. There will be an impetus to do tshuva. V'yinaslu mitzora, Hashem esanin aleho. And then we'll be safe from the tzora that we are fasting for. Ay, 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 ay. Tshuva. to do tshuva. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Sakta Hilika Gemara on the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Now, Rashi says something here very interesting, which he doesn't say in too many places in Shas. Braisa Shleimahi. There's a complete and total Braisa, says Rashi. The first Rashi on the Gemara. This is Nageya for Reb Shalom, who always wants to write down where the Braisa begins and ends. Braisa Shleimahi. Ad Vishar Kol Yumay Sachag. The Bali and Gemara broke up the Braisa. The Faresh Bechol Moyed Yoim B'Yoim. To explain every Yontif Yoim B'Yoim. Ma Tiknu Achroinim, what did they add? Why? Shinogulas is Beis Yomim, because now there are 2 days of Yontif. And as I said before, the Mishnah only talks about what you lane when there's 1 day of Yontif. What do you lane when there are 2 days of Yontif? What do you mean when there are 2 days ago? So we're going to see this now in the Gemara. Zok Tehele Gemara, Ton Rabbon. The Pesach Kerba Parshas Moedos, that's in Vayikra and Parshas Emma. Umaftir Pesach, Gilgal. Veho Idna. Vidna means nowadays when there are 2 days of Yontif. Vidna, the Yika Tre Yoime, or 2 days of Yontif. Yuma Kama the first day, the Pesach, Gilgal. Ulamacha the Pesach, and Yoshio. And the rest of the days of Pesach, as we all know, if we all remember from Chol HaMoed, we're jumping all over the Torah. Not like Sukkot, where it's all straight. In Parshas Pinchas, on Pesach, it's all different. Every day's in a different Chumash. Mayim Rapapa Mem Aleph Pei Vav Simen. Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach. And the last day of Pesach, Rashi explains, Mem Aleph Peivov stands for Mishru Kuchulachem Tzoyin, Im Kesef Talve. For those of you who are familiar with remembering the leanings of Chol HaMoed Pesach, Psolecho, and Vayadaber Shebe Baloischo. So it's all different places when it comes to Chol HaMoed Pesach. Sakti Gemara, Achron Shel Pesach, Korim Vayhi B'Shalach. We learn from B'Shalach, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Kriyas Yapsuf. Umaftirin, Yedabe David, Ulamachar, and the last day of Pesach, we lay in Kolabachor. Umaftirin, Oidayoy, Amar Abai, Voidno. No Gamo, Lemikri, Mashach, Tura, we have a different simon. Mashach, Tura, Kadesh, Bekaspa, Posel, Bibora, Shlach, Bukhra, and Beatzeres, Shiva, Shuis, and on Shuis, we're continuing now. Shiva Shuas and Maftirin Bechabakuk. Achirim Oimrim. No, Bachoidish Ashlishi, which of course means the Har Sinai event. Umaftirin Merkava. But you know, Dika Shrei Umei. Nowadays, where we have two days for Shuas, Avdinon Kitchavayu. We do like both of them. We do like both of them. I never experienced Shuas in Eretz Yisrael. I'm assuming in Eretz Yisrael it's one day Yontif. If anybody on the phone remember what they lean on the one day Yontif of Shuas, no, nobody remembers. I'm pretty sure they lean Parshas Yisro. Ipcha yeah. Ikatrei Yomi Abdina Kitcheravi Ipcha. We lean the first day Shuas, as we all know, Har Sinai. Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh Hashvi, Maftir Ben Yakal Yefrayim, B'yishayim Hashem Pocket Esoro, Maftirin B'chano, V'idna Dikat Shrei Yoimei, nowadays there are 2 days, Yumakamo, K'yishayim L'mocho, V'lekim Nisos Avrom, and the second day, L'kim Nisos Avrom, which is the Bris Milah. Maftirin Ben Yakir, Yom Kippurim, Kuren Achrei Mois, V'lein Achrei Mois, which is the Parsha of the Avoida. Maftirin Kikoyamar, Rom Beniso, Uben Mincha, Karim Arayas, and in Mincha we lain Arayas, Umaftirin Beyoino, and of course we all know the famous Maftir Yoino. Amar Yechon and Komokish at the Moitzeg Rosh Hashanah Kodesh Baruch Hu, wherever you find the Gvur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, at the Moitzeg and of the Nusa Dovazer, Kosov Betoira, Ushonoi Benevim, Ushulish Biksuvin. This concept that wherever we find the Gvur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we also find the Anova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is found, this concept is found in the Torah, it's found in the Neviim, and it's found also in Ksuvim. What is this Gemara doing here? It's it's talking about the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. So Mela, the Gemara decides to mention this as well. So wherever we find, we'll see in a moment, wherever we find the Gevurah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also find the Anah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so Akhti Gemara, where do we see these Pesukim? So Akhti Gemara, Kasa B'Torah Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokei Elokim V'Adoni Adonim U'Ksiv Basrei Oysa Mishpat Yosam V'Yamona Shonu B'Neviim. It's also mentioned again in the Neviim. Koyamar Hashem Rom V'Nisa, the Godless of Hashem, Sheikhan Ad V'Kodesh U'Ksiv Basrei B'Yaz Dako Shval Ruach. But I am referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shval Ruach, which of course means a Lashon of Anova. Mishulish B'Ksuvim, and its concept is again mentioned, B'Ksuvim L'Ksiv, Soilu L'Roichei B'Arabais B'Kosh Shmoi. That means the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'siv B'Ashrei, Avi Yisayimim V'Dayan Almanois. Therefore you see this concept repeated three times, once in Torah, once in Neviim, once in Ksuvim. Yontif Arishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, we're going continue with the Brisa. Karim Baparsha Mayadoi Shabbatoris Kayim. We read in Vayikra in Parshas Emma. Umaftirin Hine Yoim Bo Lashem. Vedna Dika Trey Yoimi. Nowadays there are 2 days for Sukkot, so what do we do nowadays? Lamacha Mikra Hochinami Kamin. On the next day, we read the same thing. But the Aftira, we read them after of Yikalu El Melech Shlomo. Yikalu El Melech Shlomo, the Haftorah which is found in Melachim. B'Shakol Yimaisa Chag, what do we do the rest of Sukkis? Karen B'Kabonis Achag, we read the Kabonis of Sukkis. Yontif Achare, and we all know that. That's why the Haftorah, as I said earlier, the laning of Chalamoid on Sukkis is much easier to understand than the laning that we do on Chalamoid Pesach.
Why is there such a difference between the price of the
It's not a difference between the Brisa and the Mishnah. The Brisa is discussing things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Brisa is elaborating on that which the Mishnah did not mention. Yontav Acharon, Kairin Kol Bechor. Kol Bechor. Mitzvois, Bechukim Bechor. Umaftirin, Vayhi Kechaloi Shlomo. Again, from Malachim, which is talking about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. L'mocha, the ninth day, only celebrated in Chutz Laretz. Karen v'zois ha-brocha, u'maftirin v'yamod Shlomo. This is also a very big tumult. Of course, for Eretz Yisrael, again, I was never zoicha to be there, but it's only one day yontif, the eighth day of Sukkis. You know, you have to push a lot into that one day. I was never there, but we lain Zayt Sabrocha and Maftirin V'Yamoid Shlomo. I didn't hear you. Please say again. Yeah, Gevaldik, Colin. This is a major tumult. We have time for one moment. Please take a look at Tosfos. Second Tosfos from the bottom. L'mocha koyrin b'zois ha-brocha. Tosfos says, the yesh mekoyim shenogu l'haftir v'hi achari mois moisha. And Tosfos says, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. Because the Gemara doesn't say that. And here Rabbi Isai is one of the things that we discussed in Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. Very incredible concept. The Lamaisa we lain in the Haftorah of Yachre Mais Maisha, which of course is the first capital in Navi. First capital of Navi. And Tosfos calls it a mistake. And this is that concept that we mentioned a number of times, that the concept of Simchas Torah was new. And the concept of finishing the Torah was new. And if from the time of the Gemara, they didn't do that. They didn't lain for Yachrei Mais Moshe because of finishing the Torah. But nowadays, when we finish the Torah, Haftorah is read from the beginning of Yoshua, with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, which of course is the connection. Okay, now let's continue. Which is what the Tosfos we just read, and we don't do that. What do we do? We learn reato, which is in Shemois, and afture ba Pesach or atzomas heyaveshois and Pesach, we do the afture from Yecheskel. We learn about the coming of Mashiach with the story of Goig u'Magog, which is also found in Yecheskel. Says the Gemara now at the end of the Omer b'Chanukah, what do we do in Chanukah? We learn from the Nasi and Parshas Noso. U'maftirim b'Neiris Zechariah, and on Shabbos Chanukah, the Haftorah comes from b'Neiris de Zechariah, which is found in Sefer Zechariah. We all know it's possible to have two Shabbosos of Chanukah in the first day of Chanukah Shabbos. If there are 2 days, then Kamaisa Beneros is Zechariah. Basraisa Beneros Shlomo. On the last Shabbos, we read Beneros Shlomo. Zakhtimar Bepurim. What happens? Bepurim Bayavo Amalek. A little bit of a tongue twister there. On Rosh Chodesh, Yilein Rosh Chodeshim. Rosh Chodesh, Yecholiyos B'Shabbos, Maftirin V'hoya Midei Chodesh B'Chodeshoy. Yecholiyos B'Yecha B'Shabbos. It fell on Sunday, May Esmol Maftirin V'yemel Yonason, the famous minig to lain Mocher Chodesh. Amar Avuna, the last words on the line, on the Flamed Aleph, from an Aleph, Amar Avuna, Rav Huna says in the Bach, Amar Huna, Amar Rav. He puts it on Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rish Chodesh, turn over the page, please. Rish Chodesh of Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. What happens when Rish Chodesh of falls on Shabbos? Maftirin Chodeshechem Oedechem Son Anafshi Hoyu Alay L'Toyrach. Which is the psukim that are found in Yeshaya. Where it says, "My hoy alay l'torach," what does it mean? What does the phrase mean? What is a bother to me? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo dayon. What an unbelievable concept. Lo dayon lem liyishol shechaitim lefonai. Not enough the Jewish people sin. Ela shematriachon oisi leida ezu gzeiro kosher ovi aleichem. They are matriach me. To make me think, so to speak, whatever this means, that this tircha by Kodesh Baruch Hu, what type of punishment should I bring upon them? What type of punishment, Rachman al-San, should I bring upon him? Let's go, just a drop biter. B'tisha b'av, gufei my maftarinan, what after we say in Tisha b'av, omarav, echo hoysol l'zoyna. Echo hoysol l'zoyna in Yeshaya, Rachman al-San. Mikra mai, what do we read on Tisha b'av? Tanya, achein moimrim, b'im lois ishmuli, r'nasa b'a yosef ma anori yatsuri yom hazeh, v'yeshay ma masay l'eido haro hazois. Amar Abaye, and we don't do like any of these. Abaye ho'idna no'agam olamikri ki soiled bonim, which is found in Parshas Vayeschanan, umaftirin oisif asife, and that's the Haftorah for Tisha B'Av. Once again, ending with the concept that the whole machlokes amaroyim, what to lay on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was by the time the amaroyim came around. Tisha B'Av, 150-200 years old at least. So it's so hard to understand what are you laying on Tisha B'Av. Okay, we're stopping here, Rabbi Isai. I'm sorry I didn't ask everybody to say who's on this year, and I apologize. I wanted to be there this morning, I'm just not feeling well. And then number three, I want to mention that on Sunday, Bez Hashem Yisborach, we're going to be making the Grand Siyum. And of course, Reish Farishah in that Siyum is going to be the fact that by next Sunday evening, Bez Hashem Yisborach, we'll be finished with the entire Maseches Megillah. Okay, everybody, say hatzlacha rabba to everybody. Thank you all for calling in. Again, I'm sorry I was not feeling well. Kol tov.